This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. George in New Hampshire is with us. George is a USA Prepares instructor, and he had been calling in for quite some time. And I thought, gosh, I think George and I are on the same page. So I asked George if I could get his number. I called him up. This was quite a while ago. And, yep, we're on the same page. And I invited George to be an instructor. So he's here again for the full hour. Welcome, George.
Hi, Vincent.
Hey, you know, I was telling Blake, we were chatting with Blake, our engineer, during the top of the hour news. I said that George will be calling in, and while we're awaiting his call, we chatted for a little bit, and I mentioned to him that the cost of my education at the university when I went in the 1970s was $20,000 total, and how it's so much more expensive today. And then I mentioned to him that right after I graduated, I was offered a position with a Fortune 100 company, which was probably one of the best companies I've ever had the privilege of working with. And they had a tuition reimbursement program, which they would pay 90% of the cost of your tuition if you maintain an average of B or better, which is a 3.0. Well, what I mentioned to him was, I decided that I would go on for my next degree at night, and they paid 90% of the cost of my education, but they also changed the policy. They also said, "Hey, we can't have this. This guy's going to school full time at night. He gave himself a 50% raise by going to school, and." We can't do this anymore. We can't allow our employees to give themselves raises in the 50% range by going to school. So they changed the policy. But so I wanted to mention to our, and the reason I'm talking about this is, class, if you have the opportunity to take classes and your company, if you have fortunate enough to have a job and your company will pay for your tuition or a portion of it, you might want to seriously consider doing that, because it is like getting a raise. No kidding. Now, it's not like it's not necessarily easy. It's work. It's work. But if you can find an area of study that you're passionate about, it kind of makes sense to me to do it. Okay? George, you have any comments on that?
Yeah. I know for a fact my son returned from the military about a little over a year ago. Well, the place where he continued, I guess, under the law, they had to hold his position while he was on active duty. They have that same policy where they'll send you to school, only I think they require you to give them, like, an extra year once you get your training, your education stuff, where you give some of that back to the company in term, maybe a year, maybe a little more than a year. And he's got the, well, I call it the GI Bill because I'm from the old military, but they have educational benefits with the military that I think a lot of states even allow veterans to attend for free state schools. And like you said, Vincent, $20,000 wouldn't even pay for half a year at a lot of these schools today. And yet I can remember, like you, in other words, it was in the hundreds of dollars, say, for a semester, as opposed to the tens of thousands of dollars, right?
Right, right. And so at this point, education is so expensive. I don't know how a person who's paying, you know, the full ride can get out of debt if they borrow that money. Will the cost of education there be a break-even point that's reasonable? I don't know. You know, there are plenty of self-made people, and I think that's wonderful. Now, for me, an education was great. And I was telling Blake that after I graduated, my dad, who was a teacher, science teacher, music teacher, so he taught the hard sciences, physics, chemistry, and he was a principal, and he was an acting superintendent. So that his entire professional life was involved in education. And so when I graduated, he put his arm around me and said, "Well, son, you know, what'd you learn in 4 years?" And I said, "Well, Dad, I learned a few facts, and I learned how to think." And his reaction was less than positive. It was, "What?" I guess he expected me to say something else other than what I said. I don't know what he expected that I would say, like I learned, you know, these formula. I learned, you know, some calculus. I don't know exactly what he thought I would say. But what I said was what I really did learn, and that was a few facts and how to think, and how to think through problems, how to solve problems, employ some creativity, think differently, and I'm still like that. And so that's really what happened to me. And I thought it was wonderful. I thought it was a pretty neat experience. I had two wonderful male roommates, both electrical engineers. We are friends to this date. I got a chance to, through osmosis, learn about electricity and electronics and built some interesting things. They built some really, really cool devices, and I looked at their designs, and I found ways that with less knowledge about the subject matter, I could improve on them. And that was kind of neat. So it was a great synergistic relationship we had. They learned things from me. I learned things from them. And we're friends to this date. And that's decades, decades, decades ago. So I just wanted to share that. The main thing I wanted to share was that you can give yourself a raise and you can learn more. But it takes a little bit more work than just, you know, doing a swan dive on the couch after work and hitting that remote and watching some mindless programming. So you can do better. And, you know, if you look at a guy that I kind of despise, actually I do despise him, Mark Zuckerberg, I despise what he has accomplished. Not that he's successful, I don't have a problem with his success, but I have a problem with what he's done, with the information that people have given him. He doesn't have a television in his house. They don't watch TV. They don't put their mind in park. They're working, working, working. And is it working for him? Yeah. He's one of the world's most richest people. Yeah, and he did it by, what, 33 years old. Pretty impressive accomplishment. I don't like the subject matter that he used to get there. I don't like the deception that he used. But yet he pulled it off. And so the people who were going to interrogate him in Congress, they're gushing all over him. They couldn't wait to beg him for favors. So, well, and the guy's a nerd. Looks like a nerd, acts like a nerd, dresses like a nerd.
Did you notice, Vincent, though, they threw hardball questions at him like, "Well, do you feel like Facebook is a monopoly?" And then he... he, with his very learned and studious answer, was, "Well, I don't feel that it is."
Mm-hmm.
That's a quote.
Yep.
All right?
Yep.
Now, I don't want to say anything, but if that's the picture of success, then I guess, you know, the world has really flipped. And that's I think the man's a figurehead anyway, but I mean, what kind of an answer is that? And they let him get away with it. So you kind of say to yourself, you know, just how much theater is it and how much of reality it is, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And many of us believe that Facebook has been funded by the government corporation because they want to know. They want to know more about us every day. I've got an agricultural census form that they want me to fill out. I'm not willing to do it. I'm not willing to do it because I'm not willing to attest that these are facts that I'm submitting because I can't answer the questions truthfully, accurately, factually that they want to know. How many chickens, goats, sheep, how many horsepower, how many gallons, how many, who's making the decisions of all the people who are making decisions in the family, what percentage of the decisions are made by whom. They expect me to fill out these matrices that it's personal information. You know, as far as I'm concerned, the government can stuff it. I'm not willing to do it. I am not willing to, and they've threatened me, and they said, you know, you are legally, under the law, you are required. I'm saying, I can't do it. I can't do it. Now, if they want to pay me $100 an hour, you know, with a $1,000 minimum, I'll consider working on it. But it would take me probably hundreds of hours in order to complete this accurately. And then by the time I completed it, it would change. So there's no way that anybody can complete this. And there are people in our neck of the woods who are saying, I don't know what to do with this. It's so complicated. It's worse than the 1040. It's way worse.
Because the census?
Yeah, the agricultural census.
Yes. Okay. See, I didn't realize there was an agricultural census. It's completely different and separate from the regular census.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Is it part and parcel?
No. This is separate. And literally, they want to know how many tractors you have under 40 horsepower. How many tractors 40 to 99 horsepower? How many tractors 99 plus horsepower? Which ones of these are fueled with diesel? Which ones are fueled with, you know, gasoline? They want to know about things like how many animals do you have? How many are you going to have? In your family, who makes the decisions? Is it person number one, two, three, or four? And of the people in your family, as a farm family, what percentage of the decisions are made by person number one? What percentage are made by person number two? And so forth. During the commercial break, I'll go get it if I can find it. It might have gone the way of 86. I guess that's a military term for.
We're both on the same page. I'll tell you a story after you're done with yours. I have a story to tell you.
Yeah, we'll be right back. Georgia, New Hampshire's with us.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way and I'm grateful to Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Way is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. 4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I found it. I went into the kitchen. And I said to Mrs. Finelli, have you seen the agricultural census? She said, yeah, it's right there. It's in the trash. And I said, what trash? She said, the burn trash. So what we do is we separate our trash. We separate our trash, you know, like if there are cans, you know, we'll wash them out and put them in the kitchen trash, you know, to go to the landfill. And if it has BTU value and it's not plastic, you know, if it's paper or cardboard and it's not from China, we will burn it and for the heat value. So I opened it up and it says agricultural, USDA 2017 Census of Agriculture, your voice, your future, your opportunity. And then below that it says, your response is required by law. Then in red, it says overdue, return in 10 days. So I opened it up, and I've got the 8.5 by 14 instruction sheet. It says instruction sheet on it. This is fine print, and it is 4 pages of 8.5 by 14 fine print instructions of how to complete the 16 pages of more information that they want. And let me just give you a few of these items, okay? 16 pages. Okay. Let me get to something that will be understandable. Okay. Section number 4. During 2017, considering the total acres of this operation, how many acres were drained by tile, were artificially drained by ditches, were under a conservation easement, during 2017, considering the cropland acres of this operation, how many acres were no-till practices used, were reduced conservation tillage, including or excluding no-till drill practices used, were intensive tillage practices used, were planted to cover a crop. Cover crops are planted primarily for managing soil fertility, soil quality, and controlling weeds, pests, and diseases. During 2017, considering the acres irrigated by sprinklers, flooding, ditches, or furrows, drip or trickle irrigation, you know, how many acres were harvested cropland were irrigated, how many acres of pasture land, rangeland, or abandoned cropland or other land were irrigated, how many acres on this operation were irrigated at least once in the past 5 years. Okay, that's just one small section. Now, for me to figure that out, I don't know. If I actually...
You're going to hire somebody to run the ranch while you're doing
that. Yes. And then there's a matrix.
Oh, God.
And this is section 8, personal characteristics. In 2017, how many men and women were involved in the decisions for this operation? Include family members and hired managers. Exclude hired workers unless they were a hired manager or a family member, okay? Now, they want to know how many men and how many women. And there's a matrix that says person number one, person number two, person number three, and person number four. And they want the following information about these four persons. The full name, is this person completing the form? The sex of the person? What is the person's age? What is the person number one, two, or three, or four, are the Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? What is the race? White, black, or African-American, American Indian or Alaskan Native, specify the tribe, an Asian or a Native Hawaiian or other Pacific Islander.
Excuse me, Vincent?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think a very appropriate and responsible way to answer this is I would put three signatures at the bottom. Mm-hmm. Actually, four, okay? Mm-hmm. It would be you, mm-hmm. Mrs. Finelli. Mm-hmm. Then I'd get that big mastiff dog you get and put his pat on that and put that. And then I'd get one of the chickens who was nearby, grab him, and put that on the stamp, and then stamp that. And then this way, I think effectively that would cover most of it, wouldn't it?
I got to tell you, the amount of information that these guys want is just, it's increasing and increasing and increasing.
Yeah.
And they've threatened me in the past about, I couldn't seem to find it, and I kept saying, well, send it to me, I'll take a look at it. But they want to know, in addition, who makes the decisions and about crop grazing, livestock decisions, breeding, pasturing. We'll go into it a little bit more when we come back.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan." And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited. A name you can trust.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day, God, you're
take my when you go to the season for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So we're talking about the 2017 United States Census of Agriculture. And, you know, I don't want to belabor the point, but just there are two columns regarding machinery and equipment. This is section 16 of the 16-page questionnaire. Actually, there are 22 sections total in 16 pages. Section 16 is machinery and equipment. And it says, for the items listed below, report the number on this operation on December 31st, 2017. Include machinery, equipment, implements used for the farm business or used for the farm or ranch business. Okay? And so they have two columns. One is the number of items on December 31st, 2017. And another column, they want to know of these, how many of them were manufactured in the last 5 years? So they want to know how many trucks, including pickups, were in operation and how many were manufactured within the last 5 years. They want to know how many tractors less than 40 horsepower were in operation and how many were manufactured within the last 5 years. How many tractors 40 to 99 horsepower? Tractors 100 horsepower or more. Grains and bean combines. And then they want to know how many cotton pickers and strippers, and they want to know how many forage harvesters, and they want to know how many hay balers. They want to know how many and how many of them were manufactured in the last 5 years. There are 99 categories of, they want to know of the crops, how many were of these types, and there are 99 types. And they say that if you can't fit them in the eight spaces, that the field crop name, the code, the acres, the total production harvested, the acres irrigated, and the gross value in sales and dollars, if you don't have enough room for each of those in the eight lines provided, then you just add another page and continue on. It's unbelievable. They want to know expenses. They want to know how much you spent on fertilizer, lime, and soil conditioners, including rock, phosphate, gypsum, manure, potting soil, growing media, and other organic materials. Then they want to know about the chemicals that you purchase. And there are 17 questions relating to that.
Yeah, Benson, I remember I saw a writing on the wall back almost 20 years ago when Clinton was in. They came out with that. It was the first time. Normally a census was just how many people living in the home, their names, their ages, and basically that was about it. I remember the police officer would come around. I can remember my mother answering the door, and I can remember her giving the information, and I think the whole thing was over in a matter of under 5 minutes. But the thing I'm saying, to interrupt you, is just that I remember under Clinton, they came up with a 21-page census form. I didn't fill it out. But the thing was, I realized that what they were doing was building a grid, building an information grid, and Facebook is just another aspect of the facet of that so-called diamond, is that between the census and this, they want to know basically almost your every waking moment's activities and everything about you that'll be to their advantage someday to somehow hold you captive. Where basically we're colluding with our jailers to build the very prison in which we're going to be moved into.
That's a very good point. And you mentioned the police. When I lived in Virginia, I returned the census form exactly with what you said, how many people lived in the house on that date. And I sent it back. And they called me and called me. And finally, they sent the police. They sent one of the deputies from, I guess he was a former deputy. They sent him, big guy. And I was baling hay on the field on the other side of the farm. And it was getting toward dark. And I saw my son racing across the field. And he said, so I stopped the baler and he said, "Hey, Dad, there's a guy here, and he wants to talk to you about the census." I was like, "Geez, you know, gosh, don't these guys ever give up?" So I said, "Well, tell him to come on over." So, so I'm across the field. You know, he has to cross the creek to get to me, right? So my son rode over on his dirt bike, and that's one of the tools that we use as a tax deduction on our farm, and we use it on the farm to get around. And so he hopped on the dirt bike, and he rode across the stream, and he came over to see me, and I said, "Come on, tell him to come on over. Do you know that that guy drove across the field, across the creek in his pickup truck and followed me around with the baler? Literally, I'm baling hay, and all this dust is coming out of the back of the baler." And I said, "Look, I don't have time for this." And he said, "Well, let me just go through this." And he wanted to know, you know, how many Mexicans. And I said, "I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you how many Mexicans live here. I'm not going to tell you how many Chinese or Germans live here either. I'm only going to tell you what I told you, and I'm not going to tell you any more. And that is all I'm legally obliged to tell you, is how many people lived here on that date, and I did it, and that's all." And said, well, let's go to the next question. I said, I'm going to give you the same answer. So for all the questions, I gave him all the same answers. In the dark, it went from getting dark to dark. And he stayed with me. And he wasn't going to give up. And then
but
they pulled that same nonsense.
He was dealing with somebody who would outlast him.
Well, he was being paid by the hour, I guess.
Right.
But I don't have time. You know, I don't have time for this. I was talking to a guy at the electric cooperative, and he said, you know, I'm sorry. It's taken me a couple days to get back to you. I've been in meetings. And I said, yeah, I used to have a job. I know what that's like. I said, well, what I used to do was I wouldn't go to the meetings. And he kind of laughed, and I said, yeah, because I had stuff to do. I was busy doing what they hired me to do, not talking about things. I was busy. I was busy completing the tasks that were important to the company. I wasn't going to meetings and just wasting time. And I guess he realized that, you know, there's some truth to that.
But if I may.
I've got a question for you.
See,
yeah,
go ahead. No, I was just going to say, you went to parochial schools before you went to the Jesuit run, right?
No, I was in the public training camp up until high school. And then for high school, I went to the Jesuit institution where I spent 4 years.
You've got an intensive. I had a reason for asking. See, I went about half public, half parochial. But you know and I know, when you're in Catholic schools, whether it be the Jesuit, you want a more intensive one and more, the Ivy League of the Catholic schools, we'll say, right? I'm just saying is that they were hard on us, but they taught us how to think. And also they taught us discipline, and they taught us a lot of things, even to the point that when I ended up in the military, I laughed at some of the sergeants who were trying to be hard on me because I said to myself, you know, I had nuns for teachers that were tougher than you guys, and I smiled in some time. But what I'm saying is that our minds are trained because we were given objectives to do, problems to solve, and assignments. We didn't have all the socialization, so-called. The socialization was just working together inside of the classroom, you know. So I just wanted to say that, but that's why, you know, that served us well in life. And increasingly, because of what they're turning out for a lot of these schools, and because of the age, as we get older, the competition gets thinner and thinner, doesn't it, Ben? If you know what I mean, I'm trying to say when I say competition. In other words, a lot of people don't have that mental discipline. They don't have the stick-to-itness. They can't think inside the box or outside the box because a lot of them just studied to get that passing grade on the test, and it wasn't about learning. It was about just plugging in the answers and the multiple choices and giving them what they wanted. And in the end, if you came back a day, 3 days, 7 days, that's why I think your dad was surprised by your answer, because in the time that he went to school, it was even more intensive, and he was taught a lot more that they said the average college graduate couldn't pass an later 1800s test that was given in these schoolhouses out in the countryside, because these people could literally almost just build a village, right?
Yes, I've seen some of those tests, absolutely brilliant. And you really had to know reading, writing, arithmetic, problem solving. You had to know it cold in order to pass that test. And that was before calculators. That was before computers. That was before spell checking. That was before, you know, search engine research. That was the way we learned, the hard way to learn. And you know, when I wanted to go for a job interview, I would research that company before the interview. And I would spend at least a day or two at the library to research the company prior to the interview, so that when it was time for me to speak and during the interview, and the interviewer said, you know, so why do you want to work here? I could say, well, your president's name is and the vice president of manufacturing is. I like your company's vision, mission statement. I know what it is. And if I were questioned on it, I could recite it because I was prepared. I didn't just go there and so Vincent, why do you want to work here? Because I need a job. I mean, that's the wrong answer. That is, you're not going to get the job if you say that. So I had a pretty good batting average when I applied for companies because I knew about the companies. I knew that I wanted to work there because I wasn't going to waste my time or theirs on an interview for some position that I was not interested in. And it worked out well for me. So, yeah. And it was part of that. It was part of that Roman Catholic Jesuit instruction that I received. And it was not easy. I mean, it was tough to survive 4 years of high school. I think college was a lot easier. Yeah. And you mentioned a word. I'd like to get back to it when we come back. And then maybe we can talk about gun shows. Stick-to-itiveness. Stick-to-itiveness. I don't know if it's in the encyclopedia or in the dictionary or not. But that's something that...
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars would activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, I'm so glad we were talking about the agricultural census, because I was able to rescue it from the burn trash. I guess it got inadvertently put in there, so now it's right on top of my to-do list. So as soon as I'm done with farming and earning a living, or trying to earn a living, then I can get right to helping the USDA with their request for information. I'm really looking forward to helping them. Now, you mentioned the word stick-to-itiveness. So I looked it up. It's defined in the dictionary, and it says it's the quality that allows someone to continue trying to do something even though it's difficult or unpleasant. Thomas Edison is quoted as saying, the three great essentials to achieve anything worthwhile are, first, hard work. Second, stick-to-itiveness. Third, common sense. And I believe Thomas Alva Edison is absolutely right, because when he was working on the light bulb, I believe he said he knew of 800 things or 8,000 things that don't work. But he's getting closer. That kind of response.
Yeah, I remember with the light bulb, comments, they George, said before he found 2,000 yeah. ways he couldn't make one.
Yep. George, what's happening with gun shows? I know that you and I have gone to them over the years. Have you seen any changes in what is being offered, what people are interested in, the attendance? Have you seen anything over the last two or three decades?
Well, I've noticed that. I'm sorry, what? Your last part, I didn't.
I've noticed some, and I'd like to hear. Yeah, I'd like to hear what your thoughts are.
Well, I noticed that under the previous regime that we had in the office, the executive office of the country, there was like a panic buying right up until when it looked basically like, well, it was almost like, well, you know, Hillary's going to waltz in, so, you know, it's a done deal and all the rest of it. I saw a lot of gun dealers stocking up on a lot of the more on certain types of parts that they assumed were going to get basically very scarce very soon. Well, I noticed when I was at a recent gun show that I noticed people had more money to spend. And they weren't panic buying, but at the same time, there was a fairly steady business going on where people were bringing firearms that they had that they wanted to trade in or they wanted to sell cash in. And I saw some interesting pieces. And in fact, it's funny because there was one that I had mentioned to you on a phone conversation, because the day before that weekend of the show, I had mentioned a certain type of bolt action that could fire pointed or spitzer rounds as opposed to lever action with the same .30-30 caliber. And a gentleman, very nice gentleman, walked up to my table, and he had inherited something from his uncle. And lo and behold, in the case was the very thing that I had described to you and I had regretted selling a while ago. And there it was. And like I said, it's a very interesting place. You meet people, you talk, you find out the histories of things. You'll see more under one roof than you'll see in probably just about any gun shop you could ever walk into, because you oftentimes it's hundreds of dealers. But I did see a steady, brisk business, and I have a feeling that people have more confidence in the economy, because I've just noticed changes when I get outside of the valley here where I'm in, where things are kind of static. I've noticed a lot of confidence, and a lot of people were buying, and they were buying measuredly, but they were buying in a normal course of event. Like, in other words, they felt free and they felt like the economy was going good, so they had the expendable cash.
What have you seen in reloading? Because it looks to me like people who used to be interested in reloading are fewer and farther between. I don't see much powder. I don't see... Yeah.
Well, I noticed, too, if you go to a range, there's more brass on the ground where, in our Father's Day, they would pick that stuff up. That wouldn't be laying around there because they were recycling it. You know, and I noticed that most people really just would much rather go up and buy a box as opposed to, you know, extend its life.
Yeah. We're out of time. George, thank you so much for being with us today. We're out of time. Hey, thanks so much.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.